Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Gaura Premanandi
Hari Haribo
Radha from the temple room, can you bring one Bhagavad Gita? Sure. Thank you. I said, say it again. That's right. Yes, Bhagavad Gita. Although Kartik just began, there was a request to speak once again on Hanuman's departure for Lanka. Sundara Kanda.
虽然 Kartika 月刚刚开始，但是呢，有人请求我再来讲述一下 Ramayana 当中的 Sundara Kanda 当中 Hanuman 准备出发去南卡这段消时光。Go ahead, could you a little bit close to the mic because the volume is a little bit low.
Yeah, how's that? Better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next Monday and the Monday after we'll return to the Damodar Leela, the main message for this month of Damodar.
在下个周一还有下下个周一晚上的课程的时候，我们再回到 Damodar 的消时光上。这是 Damodar 月非常首要的、主要的我们所谈论的话题，主 Damodar 的消时光。
However, because some devotees, at least, very much appreciated hearing about Hanuman and wanted to hear further about Hanuman's departure for Lanka. So that's the reason why we're speaking on Hanuman tonight.
但是呢，因为有一些奉献者尤其的亲对 Hanuman 的这段消时光十分的青睐，尤其是Hanuman 准备启程出发向南卡行进的这段消时光啊，所以呢，这就是为什么今天晚上我们就这个话题再深入的讲述。
Srimad Bhagavatam is divided into 12 cantos.
圣典博伽瓦坛被分成了十二篇。
And the language used in Ramayana is, instead of canto, is kanda.
但是 Ramayana 的这个每个部分不是用篇来划分的，而是用 kanda 来划分的，相当于篇的含义。
There's a nice story about the fifth canto or Sundara Kanda.
关于 Sundara Kanda 第五篇这一部分有非常美丽的一段故事。
Those of you that like Hanuman are going to like this story.
那些特别喜欢 Hanuman 的奉献者肯定特别喜爱这一段故事。
When Vyasadeva was composing Valmiki Ramayana, he was contemplating what might be a nice name for this fifth canto or Sundara Kanda.
当 Valmiki 在撰写 Valmiki Ramayana 这部著作的时候，他在那里冥思苦想着，这 Ramayana 当中的第五篇起什么名儿呢？也就是我们说的 Sundara Kanda 这一篇。起什么名好呢？
He was considering calling it Hanuman Kanda, and he consulted Hanuman. What do you think?
然后 Valmiki 是这样想的，他想把这第五篇呢起名为 Hanuman Kanda, 然后他就问 Hanuman, 你怎么想？
Hanuman's mood is the mood of service, so he was saying,No, call it something else, but don't call it Hanuman Kanda.
Hanuman 的心态是仆人服务的心态。他听了以后说，不，别叫 Hanuman Kanda, 叫点别的吧。起别的名儿吧。
When Valmiki suggested Sundara Kanda, Hanuman thought, that's very nice, Sundara Kanda.
当 Valmiki 建议说，那就把第五篇起名为 Sundara Kanda。韩努曼听了以后，哦，太好了，那就叫孙德尔康达吧。
After some time, Hanuman went to visit his mother, Anjana.
过了一段时间之后，韩努曼去拜访、去看望他的母亲 Anjana。
And when he reached the residence of Anjana, she heard him coming and said, "Oh, Sundara."Please come in, oh Sundara.
当 Hanuman 快要到达他母亲的住所，接近他母亲的住所的时候，他的母亲就在召唤他：“哦，孙德啊，来吧！哦，孙德啊，快来吧！”
And Hanuman was surprised and said, "My dear mother, why are you calling me Sundara?"
听了以后惊讶不已，说道：“我亲爱的妈妈，您为什么叫我孙女儿呢
She replied, "When you were small, I used to always call you by the name Sundara. Oh, beautiful."
？”Anjana Hanuman 的母亲回答说：“当你小的时候，我一直都叫你孙女儿。哦，美丽的小孩。”
So Hanuman sped very quickly back to where Valmiki was composing Ramayana and said, "Stop, stop, don't call it Sundara."
亨利文听了以后，立刻就火速的跑回到了 Valmiki 撰写 Valmiki Ramayana 的这个住所，然后非常着急的对 Valmiki 说道：“不要叫这一篇为孙德，不要叫孙德康德。”
And Valmiki said, "Oh, Hanuman, it's too late. I've already begun. I can't change it now."
然后 Valmiki 对亨利文说的：“哦，亨利文。”现在已经晚了，我已经把它起名为孙德尔康塔了，我已经开始了。
For that reason, Hanuman resigned himself, and thus we will begin Sundara Kanda, the first 39 verses.
就这样呢，这一篇就是这样开篇了。那么，在这一篇《孙道康》的开篇，就讲到了这39个诗节。
In ISKCON, we're accustomed to hearing the name Shama Sundara, where Sundara means beautiful.
在 ISKCON 当中，我们经常会听到 Shama Sundar，Sundar 的意思是美丽的。
There is another Sanskrit meaning to that name, Sundara.
还有另外一个梵文词。跟孙的有类似、相同意思的梵文词。
Another meaning is finding something lost, finding a lost object.
孙的还有另外一个意思，那就是去找回失去的东西。
Sundara Kanda is Hanuman finding Sita. And bringing news back to Ram that Sita has been found.
孙德康的讲述的是哈努曼找到了 Sita，并且把找到 Sita 的这个下，并且让 Sita 回到了和 Rama 的身边。
As you remember, when the Vanaras were back in Kishkinda and Sugriva was sending the Vanaras in different directions, to find Sita.
我们在此之前了解到了猴子精 Vanaras 他们返回到 Kishkinda，然后在 Sugriva 的命令之下，这些猴子精分别去到不同的地方去寻找 Sita 的下落。
Sugriva mentioned, "Hanuman, I am confident, I have all confidence, you will be the one who will find Sita."
那个时候，Sugriva 对 Hanuman 说到了。亨努曼，我对你充满信心，信心十足，你肯定就是那个找到 Sita 的下落的人。
Lord Ramachandra heard what Sugriva said.
主 Ramachandra 听到了 Sugriva 说的一番话。
And Ramachandra was considering who is a fit recipient for my mercy to be a representative of me to bring Sita back.
那个时候，主 Ramachandra 正在思考着，深思一个问题：谁是一个合适的人选，能够代表我去寻找到 Sita 的下落？
The commentators on Ramayana explain one of the dimensions of Sita being taken away was a soul, like a soul, that strays from the personality of Godhead's shelter. and is now captured by illusion.
Could you repeat this part?
Sure.
Yes.
The commentators speak of Sita's being kidnapped by Ravana.
Yes.
One dimension of that is a soul going away from Krishna's shelter.
Yes. 那么对 Ramayana 的对这一部分的评注者这样说到了。Sita 被Ravana 绑架走，他就如同是一个灵魂，他离开了至尊人格守神的庇护所。
And when Krishna sees that a soul has gone away from him, Krishna is very much anxious to have the soul return back to his shelter.
当 Krishna 看到了灵魂离他而去，他 Krishna 非常的着急让这个灵魂回到他的身边。
Because of that desire of Krishna, he empowers a representative of himself to bring that soul back to his shelter.
因为 Krishna 对这个离开他的灵魂是如此的渴望他回到，再重新回到他身边，因为这个渴望，所以 Krishna 授权他的代表去把这个灵魂寻找到，使他回到他的身边。
That service is a function of Guru.
这就是 Guru 的服务的职能。
Ramachandra wanted to find the suitable Guru candidate who could bring the soul or Sita back to his shelter.
那个时候主 Ramachandra 正在思考着谁是合适的 Guru 的人选，这位人能够去找到 Sita， 找到这样的灵魂 Sita， 使他重返到自己，重返到主的身边。
Ram was already considering Hanuman to be that suitable Guru representative of him.
那个时候主 Ramachandra 已经想好了 Hanuman 就是这样的一个 Guru 的候选人的合适人选。
From the time they very first met at Kishkinda, Ram was commenting to Lakshmana about the quality of Hanuman's speech and his perfect Sanskrit and his ability to understand things deeply. Ram was noticing these things from the very beginning.
当主 Ramachandra 和 Hanuman 第一次相遇的时候，在Kishkinda 和 Hanuman 第一次相遇的时候，主 Ramachandra 就对 Lakshman 评述了 Hanuman， 说从他的深沉的声音，还有他庄严的外表等等，就是描述。
Hanuman was a suitable candidate to be empowered by Ram as his guru representative.
所以 Hanuman 是一个合适的 guru 人选，被主 Ramachandra 去授权代表他。
After hearing from Sugriva, that confirmed Ram's understanding of Hanuman's qualification.
当主 Ramachandra 听到了 Sugriva 的这段话之后，更加的肯定了主 Ramachandra 的想法。
And explicitly, Ramachandra confirmed, "You are my representative. Here is my ring. You take this ring to Sita, present it to her, so she will understand that you are my representative."
而且主 Ramachandra 后来具体是这样做的，你是我的代表，授权的代表，这里是我的戒指。当你找到 Sita 的时候，请把这个戒指给 Sita 看。Sita 一看到这个戒指，就知道你是我派去的代表。
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
One minute pause.
Okay, yes. 请大家稍等哈。稍等一会儿。
When Sundarakanda begins, it's a detailed description of Hanuman preparing himself to perform this guru function, finding Sita.
Sundarakanda 开篇讲述，详细的讲述了 Hanuman 为寻找 Sita 的下落来执行他作为灵性导师的职能所做的准备。
In 39 verses, in very poetic language, Hanuman is internally preparing himself to carry out the guru function.
在这39个诗节当中， Hanuman 从内心去做好充分的准备，去执行他这个作为一位作为至尊主的代表灵性导师应该行使的职责。
In one sense, he's already qualified.
从一方面来说， Hanuman 已经非常有资格了。
In addition, he has been authorized or empowered by Ram to represent him.
此外，哈努曼被主拉玛授权去代表他。
Nevertheless, in very sweet poetic language, Hanuman is readying himself to carry out this important service.
在这个孙德康达的开篇，作者以非常富有诗意的诗文去描述了哈努曼去行使这一职能，这一职责的所做出的准备，内在的准备。
So I'm going to go into some additional detail about these verses from Ramayana.
我现在呢，来深入的去给大家分享一下 Ramayana 当中的这一段描述。
We'll start with verse number 1, and I think we're only going to get to verse number 8 this morning.
我想今天晚上我们从诗节一到只能讲到诗节八。
The first verse reads, Hanuman, crusher of enemies, resolved to find the whereabouts of Sita.
诗节一是这样描述的 Hanuman, 敌人的粉碎者决定找到被 Ravana 带走的 Sita 的下落。
Who was carried away by Ravana?
Sita 被 Ravana 绑架走。
Hanuman followed the path of the Charanas.
Hanuman 循着 Charana 他们的道路。
In case you don't know who are the Charanas, I'll give a little explanation.
为了以防大家不知道 Charana 是什么样的人，所以我在这里解释一下。
We often hear about the Charanas as being similar to the Apsaras and Gandharvas and the Siddhas and the Vidyadharas, all these personalities that they assist the demigods in the upper planetary regions.
我们通常的聆听到了 Charanas 跟 Gandharvas 跟 Apsara 还有 Vidyadhara 等等这些在天堂星球上的半神人的助手，听到这样的描述，关于他们的描述。
Reference to the Charanas, according to the Acharya's explanation, is that Hanuman was committed to following the previous qualified devotees of the Lord.
那么我们的 Acharya 们在对这里提到的 Charana 进行解释的时候深入地描述了 Hanuman 在这里去追随先前的奉献者们的步伐。
This is a guru qualification to follow the previous perfected souls.
这就是灵性导师的职责去追随先前完美的灵魂的步伐道路。
Hanuman followed the path of the Charanas.
Hanuman 循着 Charanam 的步伐 Charanam 的道路。
Another expression in that first verse was the intense focus and resolve that Hanuman had to fulfill Ram's order.
在这个世界当中，从这个世界当中也说明了 Hanuman 他意志坚定目标专一的去执行主 Rama 给他的命令寻找 Sita 的下落这个服务
Ram's order was very simple
Rama 的命令非常的简单
Find Sita
找到 Sita
He did some additional services to Lord Ramachandra but the main focusFind Sita.
他也为主 Ramachandra 做了其他的一些服务，但是他现在主要专注的是找到 Sita.
The term that Srila Prabhupada writes and explains from Bhagavad Gita is resolute in purpose.
Srila Prabhupada 在《薄伽梵歌》里面用了这样的一个术语，意志坚定。
Some of you like to read Bhagavad Gita.
在座的一些奉献者特别喜欢阅读《薄伽梵歌》。
And you'll find in chapter 2, text 41, the language Vyavasayatmika Bodhi, or resolute in purpose. Intention is singular, it's one thing.
在释迦牟尼在《薄伽梵歌》第二章第四十十节当中有一个词，这个词是 Sorry, I couldn't repeat. 这个词的意思是目标专一，目标专一于一点，意志坚定。
For Hanuman, it was Ram's order.
对于 Hanuman 来说，主 Rama 的命令就是这样，他目标专注于主 Rama 的命令。
For the devotee, it's the order of the spiritual master, which is the order of Krishna.
对于奉献者来说，他们应该 意志坚定，目标专注于灵性导师的命令，而灵性导师的命令就代表着 Krishna 的命令。
The characteristic of a spiritually qualified person is they accept the instruction of the spiritual master as their life and soul.
一个灵性之人的他的品格和资格，那就是把灵性导师的命令当作自己的生命与灵魂。
You devotees in China, you have a guru function to perform also.
亲爱的，在中国的奉献者们，你们也有身兼着灵性导师的责任在身。
You may not be qualified to be someone's Diksha Guru or even Shiksha Guru or to save the land as Lord Chaitanya instructed.
可能你们会认为自己没有资格是别人的 Diksha Guru 或 Shiksha Guru， 没有资格像主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给出的命令那样去拯救这片土地。
However, there are souls throughout the whole of mainland China that you have a service to find and restore their relationship with Krishna once again, the forgotten relationship with Krishna. That's a service and a very important service.
在神州大地这片土地上，到处都是充满着各种，都是灵魂，到处都是灵魂。那么你们的服务就是去寻找到这样的灵魂，将他渴望回到至尊主身边的灵魂，将他带回到恢复他们所遗忘的记忆，把他们带回到至尊主的身边。这就是你们的服务，这是一个非常重要的服务。
To carry out that service, you have to have qualification.
为了执行这个服务，你们那么一个人就需要有资格。
The instruction has already been given by Lord Chaitanya and disciplic succession and our founder Acharya.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 使徒传系还有我们的创办灵性导师已经给出了这个训令。
All that's left is become qualified.
剩下的就是让自己变得有资格。
But as you become qualified, you will make efforts to fulfill the instruction and be very resolute in purpose with your aim as one.
当你逐渐变得有资格的时候，那么就需要不遗余力地去做出努力，去目标，去意志坚定，目标专一的去执行灵性导师的训练。
Some of you are familiar with the term sankalpa.
在座的大家，一些人熟悉 sankalpa 这个词。
Sankalpa means intention.
Sankalpa 的意思是意向。
I mentioned this last time. I'm going to repeat it again.
我上一次的时候提到了这个词，我现在呢再重复说一遍。
When you put your hand in your bead bag and you begin to chant, reflect. What's the intention? What's the purpose to be achieved by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
当我们把手伸入到念珠袋里，拿起念珠的时候，我们要好好的去内省，去反思。我念诵的意向是什么？我念诵的目的是什么？
Remember this when you begin your chanting tomorrow morning.
当明天早上开始念诵的时候，请记住这一点。
What is my sankalpa or intention in placing my hand in my bead bag and beginning to chant the Maha Mantra?
当我把手伸到念珠袋里，拿起念珠念诵的时候，我的 sankalpa 是什么？我的意向是什么？我念诵 Maha Mantra 的意向是什么？
Or in the evening tomorrow when you prepare yourself for singing the Dhammadharashtakam prayers, what's the intention in doing this activity? What's the purpose? What's to be achieved?
或者是明天傍晚的时候，当你在唱诵 Dhammadharashtaka 八颂 Dhamma 祷文的时候，要好好想一想，我唱诵八颂 Dhamma 祷文，我的意向是什么？我的目的是什么？
This is a very important element in qualifying yourself to carry out instructions.
这是一个非常重要的一个元素，能够让我们变得越来越有资格去执行我们所身兼的命令。
All of this is packed up in the very first verse of Sundarakanda.
在 Sundarakanda 的第一个诗节里面，所有的这些元素都浓缩在了 Sundarakanda 的第一个诗节里面。
Now let's go to verse number two.
我们现在进入到诗节二。
Hanuman who raised his head and neck.
Hanuman 抬起他的头和脖子。
Intending to cross the formidable ocean.
打算越过这无人能纵身越过的可怕海洋。
Which no one else could accomplish.
这可怕的海洋无人能纵身越过。
He looked like a leading bull.
他看上去就像一头领头的公牛。
The Sanskrit phrase is Gavam Pati. Pati means father or lord or leader.
在这里用了一个词 Gavam Pati. Pati 的意思是主人或者是主或者是领袖。
And one of the meanings of Gavam is a bull.
Gavam 的一个Gavam 这个词的一个意思是公牛的意思。
Hanuman was a leader amongst the Vanaras.
Hanuman 是 Vanara, 猴子军当中的领袖。
And he had a very special function on behalf of Ramachandra to fulfill.
而且呢，他有一个非常特殊的、特别的职责，代表着主 Rama 去执行任务。
Each of you also, amongst the total population in China, are leaders, spiritual leaders.
你们大家是人口众多的中国人民当中的灵性的领袖。
Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita, what I just said.
Krishna 在《博伽梵歌》里面确证了这刚才我说的这一点。
Manushanam sahasreshu kashyat yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashyat veti mam tatvataha. Krishna says that out of many, many millions of persons, there may be one who is striving for spiritual elevation.
Krishna 在《博伽梵歌》第七章第三十节当中说到了，在千千万万个人当中，可能有一位在努力的追求完美。
And amongst millions and millions of those who have understand they are actually a spirit soul, not the body, very few understand Krishna.
而在千千万万个了解自己是灵魂不是这个物质躯体的人当中，很少有人真正的了解 Krishna.
You may feel, I don't have understanding of Krishna, I'm just this very tiny little person.
可能你们会觉得，我可没有了解到，没有明白 Krishna, 我只是一个非常渺小的人物而已。
However, if we have faith,In the words of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and faith in the explanation of the Acharyas who help us understand Krishna's words, if we have that faith.
然而如果你对 Krishna 在博伽梵歌当中所说的话有信心，如果你对我们的 Acharya 对 Krishna 的话的评述有信心，因为这些 Acharya 们的话 去评述这些话 Krishna 所说的话语是为了帮助我们去了解对这些话有信心的话。
If we simply repeat what we've heard from our spiritual master, from Prabhupada, from Krishna, to our capacity, that is a guru function.
如果我们尽自己所有的努力，尽自己最大的可能，最大的能力，去重复我们从灵性导师那里，我们从施特帕帕德那里，我们从 Krishna 那里聆听到的话语，那么你就是在履行着灵性导师的职责功能。
To your capacity, you are attempting to remind others of what they have forgotten, who they are, who is Krishna, their relationship with him, and so forth.
你们按照自己的能力去努力的让其他的人去恢复他们遗忘的 Krishna 知觉，去恢复他们与 Krishna 之间的关系。
That's a great responsibility, and it's a great opportunity.
这是一个巨大的责任，这也是一个巨大的机会。
So that's one meaning of gavam pati, or a leading bull.
这就是 gavam pati, 领头的公牛的一个含义。
Another meaning of the Sanskrit word gavam is one who is very skillful or expert in speech and giving instructions.
Gavam 的另一个意思指的是一个人非常的善于言辞，善于给予训示。
We mentioned already that Ramchandra had noted Hanuman is really a gifted speaker.
我们已经说到了，主 Ramchandra 已经注意到了 Hanuman 他是一个天生的演说家。
But a gifted speaker is also really tuned in, really perceptive about what the person or the audience needs to hear in order to remember Krishna and come closer to Krishna. Very customized for the person and the individual.
那么呢，一个天生的演说家，他不仅仅是一个天，哈努曼不仅仅是一个天生的演说家，那么这个而且应该具有这种能够去觉察到听众他的内心的这种需求，他的状态，并且能够相应的按照听众的这个状态去相应的给予。
We find this example within the scripture of qualified speakers examine the audience to understand their qualification.
那么我们呢也从经典当中了解到了这样的一个具备资格的具备资格的人，他们能够经得起听众的这种检验，去检验他们所具备的资格。
Each person that you meet has a very particular psychophysical nature.
我们所遇到的每一个人内心都有某种特定的一种心理状态。
It's important that you become gifted from Krishna to understand the individual psychophysical nature and encourage them and guide them accordingly.
而且呢，一个被 Krishna 所从 Krishna 那里获得了这样的一种资质或者是一种被赋予的一种天生的才能，他能够去觉察到所遇到的每一个人他的内心的心理状态和。
We have a very nice example of this with Gautama Rishi.
Gautama Rishi 就是这方面一个特别好的例子。
Gautama Rishi was approached by a young boy named Satyakama to accept him as a disciple.
Gautama Rishi 曾经有一个叫小男孩 Satyakama 去到 Gautama Rishi 面前请求 Gautama Rishi 成为他的灵性导师，接受他为他的门徒。
As guru, he needed to examine the quality of this possible potential student.
作为老师，灵性导师，那么他要去检验这样的一个啊具有潜成为他日后会成为他的门徒的应该具备的这种资格。
One of the steps that he took was to ask his potential student, please tell me what is the family in which you were born.
Gautama Rishi 就问了他这个可能未来会成为他的门徒的这个学生这样的一个问题，你的家人是谁？请告诉我，你出生在什么样的家庭？你的家人是谁？
He said, I don't know. He said, and Gautama said, well, go ask your mother, she'll know.
然后 Satyakama 就说到了，我不知道我的家人是谁，出生在什么样的家庭。然后 Gautama Rishi 说，那你回去问问你妈妈吧。
So the young boy went and asked his mother, what is our family line? Who is my father? And she honestly reported, I don't know. I was with so many men. I don't even know who your father is.
然后这个小孩回去就问他妈妈说，我出生在什么样的家族？我的父亲是谁？然后他的母亲听了以后说，我曾经遇到过很多的男人，我也不知道你的父亲是谁。
When the young boy went back and told the sage, my mother said, she doesn't know because she was with so many men, and so, I can't tell you. She can't tell me. What's our family line?
然后这个小男孩呢，就回到了 Gautama Rishi 那里，说到了我妈妈告诉我，她也不知道我出生在什么样的家，我的家族是什么样的状况，因为我的妈妈告诉我，她曾经和很多男人在一起，所以我妈妈也不知道我的父亲是谁。
With that, Gautama said, "Very well, I'll accept you as a student."
听了这个小孩的一番话之后 ，Gautama Rishi 说：“好，我现在就接受你为我的门徒，为我的学生。”
The reason he gave is because you have brahminical quality. The most outstanding feature of brahminical quality is truthfulness. And no one could speak what you just said is too embarrassing unless their nature is their truthful. So I accept you because of your quality.
然后 Gautama 就给出了原因，接受他为门徒的原因，说到了你拥有一个非常婆罗门所具有的非常的杰出的一个品质，那就是说真话。而很多人，你刚才说的这些呢，对于很多人来说是说不出口的，非常不好意思说出口的，但是你说出来了。
Gautama then gave his new student his first service and an instruction.
Gautama, 接着 Gautama 就给了他这个新的学生一个服务啊，一个服务做，并且给了他一个训令。
The instruction, the service was to go gather wood from the forest for fire yagya.
那么给他的第一个服务和训练就是去到森林里捡柴火来为祭祀做准备。
And the instruction was for the rest of your life, never depart from truth.
第二个给哦，然后给了他一个训示，这是刚才给他的一个服务，然后给了他一个训示，说到了你今生今世永远不会偏离你所执行的训令，偏离你的服务。
There are many other such examples of gurus examining the student to see what their nature is and what is most suited for them for spiritual progress.
所以有很多这方面的例子，灵性导师考核学生他具有什么样的品格，适合去从事什么样的活动。
And then one can speak appropriately.
然后一个人才能够grammatic GPS.
And then, after understanding the psychophysical nature of the student, one can speak appropriately.
Oh, yeah. 然后当一个人非常的恰当的了解到了学生的心理状态或者是对方的心理状态的时候，他才能够恰当的去讲述。
The qualification of proper speaking is very important if you're going to be a teacher or guru.
如果你将成为一位老师或您或 guru 的话，那么去恰当的去讲述是非常非常重要的。
We find a nice example of this in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, text number 15.
我们在《博伽梵歌》的第十七章第十五诗节当中讲到了这一点。
Krishna speaks in that verse about austerity of speech.
Krishna 在这个诗节当中说到了言语的苦行。
Austerity of speech includes speaking only the truth.
言语的苦行包括只讲真话。
But also speaking the truth in such a way, that the person effectively understands and does not become unnecessarily disturbed.
那么言语的苦行其中也包括了不仅要讲真话，而且这个说话的人他能够去恰当的了解。
That becomes possible when one is in the mode of goodness and when Krishna is guiding one's speech.
那么只有当一个人他能够恰当有效的去了解对方的内心的状态的时候，他就能够去恰当的讲述。而这个呢是需要是 这种讲述的能力是被赐予的，是被 Krishna 所赐予的。
We find very similar instruction in Nectar of Instruction, verse 1.
我们在教诲的甘露的第一个诗节当中会找到相似的训示训教诲。
The phrase used by Rupa Goswami is Vacho Vegam.
那么 Rupa Goswami 在教诲的甘露当中用到的是 Vacho Vegam 这个术语。
Vegam means urge or tendency.
Vegam 的意思是冲动或者是倾向。
Sometimes we're pushed by the modes of nature to speak this way or that way without careful consideration of how we're speaking and what we're speaking.
有的时候我们是在物质自然属性的驱动下去讲述，并没有考虑到如何去讲述，怎么样去讲述，讲述什么，如何恰当的讲述。
Vacho Vega means that one has the capacity, the power, and the intelligence to control speech.
那么 Vacho Vega 指的是一个能够去控制这讲话的冲动啊的人，他具有这样的智性，能够去控制好自己的讲话的冲动。
Such a spiritual capacity is very important for one who is going to interact with souls meant to come back to Krishna's association or shelter.
那么对于一个跟渴望着有着这种意向想要回到 Krishna 身边的这样的一个灵魂去进行这样的互动沟通的时候是非常非常重要的。
I'm not getting very far because I'm going into detail as was requested.
那我呢，在这里呢，并不是说 啊，就是偏离这个，因为我在这里呢是被请求对这个部分进行深入的讲述，所以我不会。
I've discussed two verses out of 39 and 1 hour has passed.
我们到目前为止才讲述了两个世界，但是现在已经快八点半了，还有六个世界没讲。
I'm trying to be responsive to what was requested of me, but we're not going to get very far.
那么呢，我呢，尽自己最大的努力呢，去回应奉献者发出的这个请求，但是呢，我不会会就是讲的太多太多深入。
Let us next consider text number 3.
我们现在来看一看诗节三。
Do you know the Chinese word for tawny or a kind of brownish, soft brown?
Yes,
tawny. You know the meaning in Chinese?
Yes, 茶色。
Okay. Tawny hued Hanuman, gifted with extraordinary strength and patience, happily strolled on the marshy tracts of grassland.
肤如茶色的 Hanuman 天生具有非凡的力量和耐心，他愉快地漫步在潮湿的草原上。
Which had the color of Vaidurya.
而这草地的颜色就像 Vaidurya 的颜色。
Vaidurya is a nice word.
Vaidurya 是一个非常美丽的词。
Vaidurya is the nature of a stone that takes on a color or hue like its surrounding. It changes color. A stone that changes color. Vaidurya stone.
Vaidurya 它是一个就是表面能够变换颜色的五光这样的一个石头，一个非常珍贵的石头。
Now, this marshy tracts of grassland, the commentators say, is a poetic way of describing our deep-seated tendencies.
在这里，评述者对在这里富有诗意的潮湿的草原这个词进行了详细的解说，代表着我们的深度的精微的倾向。
You all know the word karma.
你们大家都知道 karma 这个词。
Karma means action, reaction.
Karma 的意思是作用与反作用。
And when you live, when souls pass through many, 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 many different existences and forms of life, there's a collective accumulation of karma.
当灵魂经历了各种各样的存在的状态的时候，它就累积了非常非常多的反应啊，这个业报，累积了各种各样的业报。
That collective karma creates as an impression or is called vasana, a tendency.
而这样的而这个 karma 的这个集合体就产生了一种印象，这种印象被称为在这里被称为倾向。
Let's take a good vasana and a bad one.
那么我们现在呢来举个例子，好的 vasana。
A good tendency or vasana is to be tolerant and a bad one is to become angry.
那么好的 vasana, 好的倾向呢，那例如容忍是非常好的，但是呢与之相反，那就是愤怒易怒。
We find different individuals who have good vasanas and bad vasanas in a mix.
我们发现呢 我们发现不同的人，他们有好的 Vasana， 有不好的 Vasana， 或者是二者兼而有之。
These marshy grasslands are being compared to Vasanas, or Vasanas are being compared to those marshy grasslands.
所以在这里的潮湿的草原就代表着这些 Vasana， 这些倾向。那么这个倾向在这里就比喻为潮湿的草原。
And they take on a color, or like a Vaidurya stone takes on a color like the situation in which it finds itself.
而他们被披上了 Vaidurya 这样的颜色，也就是所处在的某种境况。
In this way,A guru, or one who's going to carry forward Krishna's message, needs to pass beyond, go on the other side of those vasanas or tendencies.
那么在这里就是暗示着一位灵性导师，一位承载着至尊人格首相 Krishna 的信息的人，灵性导师，他将受条件制约的灵魂从这些 vasana 当中超脱出来，到达 Vasana 的彼岸。
Each of us has to cultivate that capacity or potential.
我们每个人都应该去培养这样的潜在的能力，这样的能力。
Also mentioned in this third verse is that Hanuman was very powerful, at the same time very patient.
在这个诗节三当中说到了，不仅说到了 Hanuman 非常的有力量，与此同时他也非常有耐心。
Very powerful people are not necessarily very patient.
很有力量的人不一定很有耐心。
And people who are very patient are not always so powerful.
而很有耐心的人不一定很有力量。
Hanuman was both.
但是汉努曼二者兼而有之。
Guru function must be empowered at the same time patient.
所以灵性导师履行灵性导师的职责的时候，一个是他被赋予了力量，与此同时他很有耐心。
Just like all of you.
就像你们所有大家。
You have received Krishna Bhakti, and I'm sure there are persons who you're in contact with who you're trying to extend Krishna Bhakti to.
你们都从 Krishna 那里获得了 Bhakti, 我相信你们大家都尽自己可能的去把 Krishna Bhakti 给予你所遇到的人。
You will find out very quickly. You are very limited.
你会很快地发现自己是非常非常有限的。
And as you realize that, the sincere devotee will turn to Krishna for strength and capacity and power to help this other individual come closer to Krishna.
那么当一个真诚的灵魂，真诚的奉献者发现自己是如此的有限的时候，他就会这样真诚的奉献者就会转身向 Krishna 求取庇护，求取力量，获得这样的力量去帮助那些渴望回到 Krishna 身边的灵魂，帮助他们回到 Krishna 身边。
And when you find those very special sincere soulsYou still must be very patient to help them gradually go beyond their conditioning into the realm of devotion to Krishna.
当你找到了这样的一个真诚的灵魂，渴望回到 Krishna 身边的真诚的灵魂的时候，你还需要非常非常的有耐心，慢慢的把他带到 Krishna 那里。
And that's a little summary of the first three verses, of the 39 verses, where Hanuman is preparing to launch himself to cross the ocean to find Sita.
这就是这个部分的39个诗节当中的头3个诗节的一个总结，小小的总结。在这3个诗节当中，我们可以看到了哈努曼在做的充分的准备一跃而起，跨越海洋，去到南卡。
And I'm going to conclude this evening's class with reading the last verse, text 39.
那今天晚上呢，我将要结束今天晚上的讲课。我以这39个诗节当中的最后一个诗节，第39个诗节来结束今晚的讲课。
Just like an arrow released by Raghava would fly,
就像是由 Raghava 射出的一支利箭，飞奔而出。
I too will proceed with the speed of the wind.
我也会以风的速度向前行。
To reach Lanka ruled by Ravana.
到达 Ravana 所统治的兰卡。
Try this tomorrow morning when you put your hand in your bead bag and start chanting.
当你明天早上拿起念珠袋，把手伸到念珠袋里，开始念诵的时候，去冥想一下这个状态，这个诗节所描述的状态。
With all of the internal preparation that Hanuman was undergoing, his mission was find Sita.
Hanuman 他全力以赴地做好了所有的内在的准备去旅行。主 Rama 给他的训示。
And when you're chanting, what's your mission?
然后当我们念诵的时候，我们要好好想一想，我们的使命是什么？
You cultivate that understanding every day, carefully, more and more.
每天要非常越来越仔细的去培养这样的思考。
And I can suggest.The first line of Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 text 1 can be your mission.
那么我在这里呢建议大家圣典薄伽梵歌11章30节就讲到了你们所肩负的使命是什么。
With mind attached to Krishna.
将我们的内心意完全依恋 Krishna。
Practicing yoga with full shelter in Krishna or Krishna's devotee.
我们全然以 Krishna 的奉献者托庇 Krishna 的心态去从事我们的瑜伽的修行。
Take shelter of that sound vibration of the Mahamantra. Take shelter of that sound vibration of the Mahamantra.
我们去托庇于 Mahamantra 的音阵，托庇于 Mahamantra 的音阵。
And like an arrow fired from the bow of Ramachandra, off you go into the Mahamantra chanting.
就像是 Ramachandra 他手中所射出的利箭啊，去射中 Mahamantra 这一唱诵。
By doing.Like that, you'll then have more and more qualification to help so many souls in China come back to Krishna's shelter.
你通过这样去培养越来越具备这样的资格，你通过这样的培养，不断的去这样的培养，你就会越来越有资格去拯救在神州大地上越来越多的灵魂。
So that's it for this evening's class, and let's see if there's some discussion.
这就是我们今天晚上的课。我们现在看看大家有什么问题吗？
We're going to do the Chinese devotees first.
我们首先请中国奉献者来提出问题。
And if you want, Sarabhi, we can... Is there anything in the chat box yet?
Not yet, Gumaraj.
Not yet. So we'll take one question here, giving everybody their chance to send some question. You can translate.
Yeah. 那么趁大家还没有把问题发到这个聊天的聊天室里，在 Guru Maharaj 那边的奉献者，他们首先提出一个问题，这样呢就给大家时间提问。Yes, Guru Maharaj.
So we have a young girl that would like to ask the first question.
我们这边有一个小女孩，她要问第一个问题。
Why did Lord Ram have to send the whole Vanara Sena when he knew that Hanuman would find Sita?
Oh,
the question was, did you hear the question?
Yeah. 当主 Ramachandra 得知了 Hanuman 找到了 Sita 的下落之后，他为什么还要派遣这些猴子们去呢？
Why did Ramachandra have to send all the Vanaras instead of just sending Hanuman? Okay. Hanuman didn't need, excuse me, Ramachandra didn't need Hanuman either.
实际上主 Ramachandra 也不需要 Hanuman.
He's all knowing.And he's all powerful.
因为主 Ramachandra 他是无所不能的，他是无所不知的。
But he was giving service to others.
但是呢，主 Ramachandra 将服务给了其他人。
And they were enlivened to have some direct service for Lord Ramachandra.
而他们，当他们从主 Ramachandra 那里获得命令之后，他们会精神啊，抖擞精神去执行这个服务。
When there's a team effort, someone in that team may be the one that scores the goal or achieves some victory of some kind or another.
嗯，那么当有一个团队的时候，在这个团队当中可能会有一个领头的，他会这个获得这个啊胜利。
But all the members of the team then celebrate. Yay! Victory!
然后这个团队当中的其他的团队成员就也会一起来庆祝这个团队首领所取得的胜利。Oh, 胜利!
So our spiritual practice is like that.
所以呢，我们的灵性的修行就是这样。
Maybe Krishna should only give spiritual instruction to that soul that in this lifetime is going to achieve perfection, and everyone else, forget it.
What? Could you?
Sure. Maybe this question is like asking, maybe Krishna should just give instruction to that one soul, the rare person who's going to achieve in this life spiritual perfection, and everyone else can rot.
You mean everyone else cannot?
It will rot, become, you know, useless.
Yeah. 可能 Krishna, 他会在把这个命令给予那个非常罕有的一个人，能够在今生他获得完美，而其他的人他们就是可能没有做到，或者是无用的。
But Ram is not like that. He wants everyone to have some, according to their capacity, some opportunity to serve.
但是主 Ramachandra 不是这样子的，他让每一个人都有服务可做，他让每一个人都能够去从中有收获。
How are we doing with the chat box? Any question?
Yes, Guruji. Here is a question from Manini Radha. 感谢 Guru Maharaj 当派书的时候，对方应付出的远 低于伯家梵歌的售价时，是否依旧应该把书给他们？因为有时会想到，毕竟他们多少愿意给出了。Manini Radha， 你自己来翻译一下好吗？
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. My question is that when we distribute books, what people give was very much lower than the price of Bhagavad Gita. Shall we give them the book or because sometimes I will think that no matter how much after all they will give something, but I don't know if it is proper.
Are you asking, should you allow the person that does not give sufficiently for the book to have the book, knowing that in the course of the day, you'll cover that cost of the book from others? Is that your question?
Yes, my question is that shall we give them the book when what they pay is not sufficient?
Yes.
Hmm. 你可以给他们，即便是他们付出的价钱远低于伯家梵歌的售价，但是你也可以把书给他们。
Some persons, by nature, they're more generous. Some persons, by their nature, they're less generous. And everyone's eligible to get Krishna's mercy.
那有的人呢，他本性就是很慷慨大度的，那有的人呢就没那么慷慨大度，但是问题是每一个人都有资格去获得 Krishna 的仁慈。
There are different approaches to this situation that you're bringing up.
关于你刚才说的这种情况吧，有不同的对应的方法。
Here's howVaisheshika Prabhu trains the devotees in his care.
那么 Vaisheshika Prabhu 他是这样来训练他所照顾的那些奉献者的。
When it comes time for requesting donation, and people may ask how much, he says, just give from your heart.
那么当奉献者去请求别人给予布施的时候，别人就问需要多少布施，然后回答是这样，奉献者可以这样回答，你凭心给吧，随心给。
Now, a certain person's heart may not be so generous.
可能一个人的内心他并不是那么慷慨大度。
But if they give something to Krishna, that's their benefit.
但是如果一个人他给 Krishna， 他为 Krishna 给出了一点什么，对于他来说对他是有益的。
And his experience is at the end of the day some persons give more, some persons give less, and it balances at the end of the day.
那么他的体会是这样子的，当这一天结束的时候，他了解到了有的人他给的多，有的人给的少，但是呢综合起来是平衡的状态。
Kindness or Krishna's mercy is being extended to everyone in this way.
那么我们呢要仁慈的通过这种方式将 Krishna 的仁慈给予所遇到的人们。
Now you personally may have toDecide a little differently than that method, but that's one method that works for many persons who are guided by him.
那么你所采取的方式可能跟 Vaisheshika Prabhu 所教授的方式略有不同，但是我刚才说的这个方式呢，就是 Vaisheshika Prabhu 他所训练奉献者经常采取的方法。
Sometimes book distributors will say something like, it costs more to print this book. Would you be okay if I gave you this other book, which is cost less to print?
然后有的时候呢，派书的奉献者他会 遇到这种情况，说到了你给出的这个价格呢，超出了运输的这个售价价格，那么我可以再把这个其他的书按照这个差价再把给你其他的书籍。
We have 8 minutes. Any other questions?
Yes, Guru Maharaj, there are one more question. 这个问题是来自于 Darcy。顶拜咕噜，您谈到的耐心和力量有时不能兼具，耐心是否也有三形态的区分呢？当耐心处于激情和愚昧形态时，这种耐心就没有力量，但是处于善良属性或纯善良形态的耐心本身就是一种力量，这种理解是否正确呢？ Good night, this question from Darcy. I offer my obeisances to Guru. You just mentioned the patience and the power or strength. Sometimes we cannot have both. So, for the patience also have three modes. Patience in the goodness, passion, and ignorance have such a difference. So when the patience in the mode of passion or ignorance, so this kind of patience itself doesn't have any strength, but the patience in the good, in the mode of goodness or pure goodness, so this kind of patience itself is a kind of strength. May I understand in this way, or this understanding is correct?
Which Bhagavad Gita are you reading?
你读了什么样的？你读的《博伽梵歌》是哪个版本的呀？
What you said sounds very creative, but I'm not familiar with that message from Bhagavad Gita.
你说的呢是很有这种创造性的，但是呢，《博伽梵歌》里，我所熟悉的《博伽梵歌》里没有这样的讲述。
What's patience in the mode of ignorance, or what's patience in the mode of passion? I'm unfamiliar with patience in the mode of passion. One is impatient. One wants results or else.
那么我特别熟悉就是在一种激情形态下的这种耐心的表现，就是失去了耐心，但是他一遇到什么事情的时候就开始就这样了，那就没有耐心。
Patience is a quality of goodness.
耐心是善良属性的，是善良属性的一个品质。
And there's the spiritual kind of patience that's even beyond the mode of goodness.
而灵性的耐心是超然于物质的善良属性之上的。
It's like the patience that Krishna has towards us.
这就是 Krishna 希望我们所具有的这种灵性的耐心。
So I'm not so comfortable with the understanding that you painted.
我现在呢也不太确定你在这里面。Yes, not so comfortable you mentioned.
Not so comfortable. She gave an excellent, whoever the person asking, gave a picture that I'm not so, or an explanation that I'm not so comfortable with. You know, patience in the mode of passion, patience in the mode of ignorance. Patience is a quality of goodness.
耐心本身就是善良属性的一个品质。 所以呢，你在这里，无论是谁问的这个问题，或者是谁给出的这个解释，其实我听了以后呢，感觉不是很舒服，因为耐心本身就是一种处在善良属性当中的品质。Yes, Gumaraj. Continue or?
Yes, next.
Yes, next question from Jamunatira Mataji. Dimbai Guru Maharaj, 曾尝试过向他人传播，但效果总是不够理想。反思自己，感觉是自己不够有力量和智慧。这时是不是应该更多专注于个人的修行，使自己变得更有资格呢？ Offer my obeisances to Guru Maharaj. So I tried to spread Krishna consciousness to others, but usually not very effectively. So I reflect on myself, then my feeling is that I feel that myself did not have enough strength, intelligence or wisdom. So at this time, shall I just focus on my own spiritual practice? Then when I become qualified.
That's not a good model to follow.
你在这里说的这时是不是应该更多专注于个人的修行，而使自己变得更有资格？这里不是一个很好的一个模式，我们所追随的一个很好的模式。
What's the goal?
目的是什么？我们的目标是什么？
Pleasing Krishna is the goal.
我们取悦 Krishna 是我们的目标。
That you made some endeavor that did not bear fruit. Is Krishna displeased or pleased?
你做出了努力，但是呢，这个结果不够理想。那 Krishna 是不是被取悦了呢？是取悦了还是没有取悦呢？
Krishna is pleased when you're endeavoring to please him.
当你尽自己最大的努力去取悦 Krishna 的时候，那么你尽自己最大的努力去取悦 Krishna 的这种努力就取悦 Krishna 了。
Jimunatira, supposing you're trying to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,And it's not very attentive. Maybe you should stop chanting until you're qualified to chant attentively.
假如我们应该去念诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, 当假如哈，举这一个例子，你在念诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 的时候没有专注的念诵，那是不是就得停下来念诵，首先让自己具有专注的资格再去念诵呢？
That's not a good idea.
这不是一个很好的想法。
Rather, you continue to do your chanting every day while at the same time trying to improve in the quality of your chanting every day, and then you'll become qualified.
而是应该这样，每天继续不断地去唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, 与此同时努力地去提高念诵专注的质量，如此才会越来越变，才会培养出资格，才会变得有资格。
The same also applies to trying to extend Krishna Bhakti to others.
同样的，当我们将 Krishna Bhakti 传播给他人的时候，也适用于这件事情上。同样的原则也适用于当我们把Krishna Bhakti 传播给其他的人。
By your very effort to extend Krishna Bhakti to others, you'll become qualified.
当你努力的尽自己最大的努力去把 Krishna Bhakti 给予其他人的时候，你就会慢慢的具备资格，变得有资格。
Krishna will see, oh, she wants to assist me.
Krishna 会看到，哦，她想要来协助我。
And she does so consistently, even when there isn't result. Let me try to help her.
但是呢，她依然坚持不断的、坚持不懈的去这么做。虽然没有得到什么结果，但是她依然坚持不懈的去这么做。Krishna 说，让我去帮助她吧。
And the 9 o'clock bell is ringing.
九点钟钟声响了。
Correct?
Yes, go ahead.
So, thank you all very much, and we'll see you again next week with Damodar Leela.
非常感谢大家、参与聆听。那么我们下一周见，我们下一周周一的时候讲述 Damodar Leela.
Leela Prabhupada Ki.
Jai. Thank you very much, Guruji. Thank you for your wonderful lecture and answering the questions. 非常感谢大家的聆听和提问，也非常感谢 Sati Mataji 的转播，还有其他奉献者的协助。祝大家晚安，但希望大家在这个 Damodar 月能够获得更多的灵性的进步。Hare Krishna， 谢谢大家给我这个服务的机会。